Hello and welcome to the Mindful Minutes podcast for actionable insights and inspiring stories in the world of marketing and business growth. I'm Tanay Sarpunda, your host for today, and boy, do we have an exciting topic lined up for you. Diving into something that's not just a trend, but it's kind of becoming a revolution. The topic is how AI and personalization are revolutionizing customer engagement. Exciting, right? If you are an entrepreneur, an SMB leader, or just someone fascinated by the possibilities of technologies, stick around. We'll try and unpack the how. Share some, inspiring examples, and yes, even, give you something which is right from your segment in India and leave you with actionable takeaways to supercharge your marketing strategies. Let's get started. Here's a simple thought experiment. Think about your favorite online shopping app or food delivery platform. What's one thing that's keeping you, coming back to it? In fact, chances are that it's not the product or service. They're great, yes, but what really hooks you is how they make you feel or seen and understood. You log in and there's your favorite dish on the homepage. Probably your preferred payment method is ready on the go. And even there's a special discount that is tailored for you. That, my friends, is AI-driven personalization. In a nutshell, personalization ensures that every interaction feels like a sales pitch and feels less like a sales pitch and more like a conversation tailored to your unique needs. And AI is the magic wand behind it, gathering and working around with all the data pieces. We are living in a world where customers are bombarded with choices, messages every day, be it online ads, you scroll past all the endless marketing emails that you get. Noise is kind of deafening, And what exactly cuts through in between when you make those choices is personalization. AI is what is making this personalization scalable. It's the engine that helps businesses analyze data much faster. And everything from customer behavior to purchase history can be delivered with tailored experiences at the right time and in the right way. This actually isn't about making things fancy or complicated. It's about being relevant. Keyword being relevance. When your customer feels like you understand their needs, their challenges, or even their aspirations, you're no longer just a vendor. You become a partner. That's what you want. Let's get this conversation in reality now. How are SMBs in India using AI and personalization to create impact? You will see a lot of examples in B2B, B2C spaces, B2B e-commerce and stuff like that. Let's start with one vendor which kind of intrigued a lot of us, especially during COVID and beyond that. The vendor is Dunzo. Hyper-local delivery platform. They kind of started as a convenience-focused delivery service, but now they've quickly evolved their strategy to include AI-driven personalization. They kind of analyze your data and have introduced predictive ordering. If someone regularly orders groceries on weekends, the app prompts them with tailored suggestions before they even search. This simple yet thoughtful personalization has driven higher repeat orders and a significant uptick in customer retention. Second is one which I've personally used, MyGate, an apartment management solution. They kind of started as a startup that helped gated communities manage their security and communication. Now they use AI to personalize user experiences. They noticed that users often forget to pre-register their guests. And now they have introduced predictive AI-based prompts and reminders based on these usage patterns that make it far more intuitive. The app in itself is more intuitive now. This approach has actually reduced customer churn, increased their app adoption rates within existing communities. That's also a big plus when you already have that is sold. You want the entire user base to actually use it. Last but not least is Zolv. It's a financial service for expats. Zolv actually offers banking solutions to Indian expats and international students. Now they use AI to analyze user profiles and their spending habits. This app dynamically adjusts credit card offers and spending limits based on user behavior. This has made their product particularly appealing to first-time credit card users, helping them gain trust and loyalty in a competitive fintech space. These examples we just discussed might sound impressive, but I know what you are really thinking. Are these startups with decent budgets? How do I make this work for my business? Okay, so here's the good news. AI tools are far more accessible now than they started with. You don't need to build a complex algorithm or hire data scientists to get started. Platforms like HubSpot, Zoho, and even WhatsApp Business APIs now have built-in AI capabilities that are designed for SMBs. Take WhatsApp Business, for example. We've worked with a small boutique travel agency that started using automated personalized WhatsApp messages to follow up with leads. Based on customer preferences, like family vacations or adventure trips, the agency started sending customized travel itineraries and seasonal offers. So the result was a whopping 30% increase in bookings, especially during the holiday season. The key takeaway here is that AI isn't about just going big. It's about being smart with what you have. Let's try and add some more examples. Okay. SMBs that have taken smaller steps with AI-driven personalization and seen bigger results. Here's a company which is into content marketing, Pepper Content. Pepper Content serves SMBs looking for content creation at scale. They introduced AI-based project recommendations for their clients. For example, if business frequently requests blog posts, Pepper system suggests additional formats like infographics or videos based on industry trends. This personalization has not only increased upselling opportunities, but also has definitely improved boosted their client satisfaction. Coming back to e-commerce logistics, of course, one of the examples that comes to mind is iThink Logistics. It's a Mumbai-based logistics aggregator that uses AI to personalize delivery experiences. Their platform provides real-time updates tailored to end users, such as estimated delivery times based on traffic or regional weather conditions. For e-commerce sellers, this level of transparency has significantly reduced their return rates and improved customer trust overall. Let's take one more example, NAC Packaging. A packaging manufacturer that adopted AI-driven customer segmentation to streamline their sales processes. These guys use AI to predict which industries were more likely to reorder their products and personalize their sales outreach accordingly. Within 6 months, they reported a whopping more than 20% increase in repeat orders. What we are trying to get with these examples is you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time. Small, thoughtful changes can yield tangible results. So how do we get started? Let's break it down into three simple steps. First is start with data that you already have. Look at your existing customer data, like purchase histories, email interactions, or website behavior. Even basic insights can help you identify patterns and trends. Second is invest in easy-to-use tools. You don't have to break the bank. Start with platforms that offer AI capabilities out of the box, like MailChimp or, like I mentioned, Zoho for customer management. Third is test and iterate. That's given. Start small. Pick one area like personalized emails or product recommendation and see how it performs. Keep gathering feedback, refine your approach, and gradually then expand to other areas. To wrap things up, AI and personalization are no longer the future. They are already in the present. And the best part is they're not reserved for big corporations. With the right tools and mindset, SMBs can create customer experiences that are just as powerful, if not more so, because of your ability to stay agile and authentic. If you're ready to explore how AI can transform your customer engagement. Don't wait. Experiment. Learn. Grow. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Mindful Minutes. If you found today's episode helpful, share it with your colleagues and leave us a review. It means a lot. And if you're looking for tailored advice, head over for Marinoid.com and see how we can help your business thrive. Until next time, stay curious and keep building meaningful connections with your customers. Bye-bye.